Hi, everybody. I'm Gus Johnson along with the governor.
He says he got all his jeans from his mom. A lot of nylon.
A lot of excitement in the air.
Yes.
And we're ready for college basketball.
Oh! Oh!
Gus!
Oh!
He's got onions. Gus! He's got onions.
Oh! Oh!
Rise and fire!
Sets up the big fella to light it up. Yes, he's got onions.
Oh! Oh!
For all the marbles.
This is one tough kid.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Marquette Barroom. We're sorry we took off last week to spend with family and friends as we rejoiced in Thanksgiving, and Marquette took it easy on us and decided to play two of the worst teams in college basketball. But you know we had to come back to discuss the Iowa State loss and the Wisconsin win. And at the end of this episode, you'll hear we brought a special guest in to talk with us. Ryan, happiest of whatever day this is.
Sunday night, for those of you who are wondering. Thank you very much, Tyler. Yes, I'm sorry that we missed week four of the Marquette Barroom. We are still figuring out this podcast a little bit and exactly how to run it. But we have a great week coming up this week because we had Stevie Mitchell back in a barroom. And he talked all about this non-conference schedule, all about the Wisconsin win. So this is a really fun episode. We're really glad to be bringing it back to you. And it's not Marquette's best week of the season. They go 1-1. They do lose to Iowa State in Ames, Iowa. But they got the most important win of Marquette's season against Wisconsin.
You could argue this is the worst week of Marquette's season, which is a positive thing because they just haven't lost this year. I would say for resume purposes, I would argue that this is not the best win. But for the residents of Wisconsin, I think that they would take a win over the Wisconsin Badgers over about any other game.
Well, the thing about this podcast is it's going to disproportionately skew towards the residents of Wisconsin. So I maintain what I said.
And I'll sit here and be real. Purdue is a better win right now. 12th on KenPom.
We are going to shoot over to Stevie Mitchell to hear his thoughts on this week. But Tyler, any quick takeaways you want to talk about?
I mean, we gave Stevie Mitchell his flowers, and you'll hear that. That's one of my big things to talk about. The resiliency in the Iowa State game, you know, they kind of got punched in the mouth. Down 10 going into the half, you kind of thought this game was over. You thought they were playing one of the better Big 12 teams in the country, just one of the better teams in the country. And they really fought back and at one point tied this game. So I think that is worth noting, that this team does have that heart of a lion like we've been hoping for. And again, I'll argue that this team sometimes goes as David Joplin goes, and in their one loss, he shot 3 of 13. And man, I don't know if there's a more critical player sometimes to Marquette's success than that. Because when they won the next game, he went 6 of 13.
Yes, you know, Cam, I love that take, and I love David Joplin. But the thing about this Marquette team is that they're so complete, and they have so many contributors that you can David Joplin's very important to the team, but there's games where Stevie Mitchell will take over as that second scorer. There's games where Chase Ross will take over as that second scorer. I mean, Chase Ross has been the best defender on this team probably to this point in the season. No offense, Stevie, who's about to be on with us. But he's just been incredible. So that was my take going into the season about David Joplin. But at this point, I don't know if it really holds up. And just in terms of going into halftime behind, they were losing to Wisconsin by 2 points when they went into halftime. And they came back and they smacked them in the second half.
To give myself a little, the Maryland game, the only other close game they've played within single digits, he did shoot 2 of 9 in that game too. So we have their two quote unquote worst games of the season were his two worst games of the season. David Joplin.
No Zaid Lowry this week. He was not able to play in either game. We don't know the extent of his injury at this time, but that is pretty concerning for this Marquette team. Just from what he gives you from a defensive standpoint, guards the ball 1 through 3 at a really high level. So we do hear really good things about Sean Jones, supposedly is progressing through his rehab at a high level and should be back soon. And then Chase Ross went out of the Iowa State game, but did play in the Wisconsin game and looked like his normal freak athletic self So that is positive signs in terms of the injury report, except for Zade Lowry, still don't have any definitives there.
And per Stevie Mitchell, what you will hear soon, he is fine despite being out for a little bit. Not out. He did get banged up in that game twice. He's fine.
We don't sit here and like just blow Stevie's ego up. I mean, he is one of the toughest dudes you will ever see. Yeah. That fall he took, gets up and takes a free throw anyway. I mean, it's impressive.
Yeah. Ryan, I did want to talk. I have a fact and a figure for you about Marquette. Ryan, did you know Marquette right now in the country out of 364 teams is third in steals? Those are live ball turnovers most of the time. That means they can get their running shoes on and get moving up and down. Did you know they are 348th at turning the ball over at 9.4? Let me put that in perspective. Ryan, we are Tyler Kolek stands till the day we die, correct? Best point guard in the country last year, him or Tristan Newton?
Somehow Cam Jones has been better to this point.
Somehow Cam Jones has been better at protecting the basketball than a true point guard. And as much as we love Tyler Kolek, this is not a knock on him. Cam Jones is scoring at a level that Tyler Kolek never did. The importance of Cam Jones on this basketball team cannot be overstated, which is scary because, you know, you're always one rolled ankle away. But the depth of this team is really good, too.
Yeah, but you don't become a number five team in the country just off Cam Jones, right? I mean, Villanova has Eric Dixon, and they're one of the worst teams in the Big East. Cam Jones is important for the ceiling. All the other players are important for the floor. And I think Cam Jones would 100% agree with that.
I have repeatedly said that Cam Jones is the best player. Stevie Mitchell is the most important player on this team. I would also argue David Joplin is right there. But when Ben Gold shoots like he did as well, you know, I'm not trying to steal because Ryan did shout that out to Stevie. When Ben Gold and David Joplin shoot like they're capable of, this team's unbeatable.
All right. I suppose that's enough chatter in between the two of us. You want to kick it over to Stevie?
Let's go to the most important player, Marquette.
All right, Barroom fans, we are lucky enough to again be joined by Stevie Mitchell, Defensive Player of the Year incoming from the number five team in the country, the number one team in the Big East, your Marquette Golden Eagles. Stevie, thank you so much for taking time to join us again.
Yes, sir. Always, you know, it's always a good time coming on.
You're the best, man. We really appreciate you. And you're fresh off your first win over the Wisconsin Badgers. How you guys feeling today?
Feels great. I mean, it was painful the past, you know, 3 years. So being able to finally get one felt great. And, you know, finally it feels like a rivalry now. Because, you know, when one team's winning every time, it's sort of like, it's like a one-way beef sort of thing. So now, you know, we got them once the last time, the last chance the seniors had. So it feels good. It feels good.
We're going to get way into that, but before we do, we just real quick have to talk about the other game that happened this week. You guys went down to Iowa State, and you played a really good game in a Big East, Big 12 battle. We're not going to get into too much of the specifics because you did come up short, but if you want to quickly comment on what the atmosphere was like there and what they did well to come away with the win.
Yeah, it was a really interesting place to play. It was loud, a lot of people there, and obviously they're a good team. It was a good game, I think, you know. Obviously there's some plays we wanted back. There's probably some plays they wanted back, but you know, they just, you know, I think they out-toughed us in that game. So, I mean, going forward, we just learn from that, you know, learn from what they did well, learn from what we did well, learn from what we can get better at. So yeah, I think, you know, moving forward, it's a learning experience if you make it one.
That's a hostile road environment. Did you guys feel like you settled into that game? Cause all of a sudden you were kind of losing 8-9, and then all of a sudden you guys made a really good run in that game where you felt like you had all the momentum. Do you feel like you settled in and really felt comfortable at some point?
Yeah, I mean, it's like a game runs in general. So I think, you know, once we started feeling a little more comfortable, we had, you know, made a little comeback. But then they're, you know, a good team too. So then they made their own run. So it was definitely, you know, definitely got, you know, more settled in, more aggressive later, and think, you know, next time and just games going forward, we just want to start with that type of energy and not wait because, you know, you put yourself in holes that it's difficult to come back from against, you know, high level teams.
You guys go and you beat better dead than red, and you win in Wisconsin, the 11th team in the country for the Guardians. I know that Cam in his post-game interview, which you wonderfully made a cameo in as well, he was talking about how you guys kind of said, not today, not today. What was the mindset going into that game, you know, trying to get your first win against your in-state rival?
I think the mindset was obviously one, like, you want to win it because, you know, you don't, you know, we're Marquette. You don't like Wisconsin at Marquette. So that was one thing. And then, you know, just having not beat them yet was another thing. Like, this is our last chance. I mean, we've experienced losing three times. So, I mean, let's not experience it again. And then the main thing, though, was just kind of focusing on us and focusing on the game and not making it more than what it was. And, you know, just going out there to win because we wanted to win, do the right things to win a high-level game, you know, a heavyweight battle versus being so, you know, uptight, just wanting to win because there's so many people there, all your people want you to win at Marquette. There's a lot of pressure. So I think we did a good job of kind of, you know, loosening up. And I think Cam, you know, just the way he is as a person, he's just high energy, focused, but also, you know, provides a sense of kind of just, you know, calmness and just going out there and enjoying playing with each other. Because, I mean, that's what we all came here to do, just go out there and hoop together.
You had to come out of this game a couple times. No, I think you only came out once, but you took another hard fall. One, it looked like somebody grabbed you and it might have hurt your shoulder. And then at the end of the game, you take a really hard fall. How you doing, first off? You all right? And how were you able to fight through that?
Yeah, I'm all right. I mean, I've been getting, like, my whole life, I've just always been hitting the floor, getting bumps and bruises. But, I mean, it's never anything. One, the adrenaline is there during the game, so you don't really feel it unless it's really bad until afterwards. And I've been, you know, lucky enough and, you know, blessed enough to be able to avoid any of those. So, you know, just got to keep staying in the training room, keep taking care of my body. But, I mean, it's part of the game. Nothing or most of it is not intentional. So, you know, when it does happen, if I need to come out, I know someone, like a dog, is going to sub in for me, hold it down. And when I'm ready to go back in, I go back in. So just knowing with the guys we have on our team, is never, you know, if I know I need to take a break, regroup, I know I can do that. If I know I can keep playing, I can also do that. So it's part of the game. Gotta love it.
The depth on this Marquette team and their dogs you're talking about really is. It's really noticeable. And, I mean, it's a big part of why you guys are a top five team in the country right now. I thought this was a fantastic game for Ben Gold. And he's really come along a lot this season to replace Oso Iguodaro. Not replace as in he's the same player, but to, you know, play the same position. What do you see out of Ben Gold every day, and what made him so successful in this game?
I think, you know, every day he's just, you know, eager to work, get better, learn. And I think he really focused on embracing, like, you know, all the things outside of shooting the ball. And, you know, that's what we need from him, because we're relying on him to do a lot, like offensively and defensively. So when he focuses on what we call the 98%, he does a good job of, you know, coming up with plays like a behind the back pass or a, you know, a wall up block on a dunk attempt. And just all those, you know, a lot of toughness plays he had yesterday. And that's what I told him. I thought that was, you know, his toughest game so far this season that he's played. And just in terms of physicality and just asserting his presence. So, I mean, I think he's really, you know, growing into being more than – we always known he's more than, you know, just a stretch five. But I think he's really now starting to show everybody else that he's capable of so much more and impacting the game in so many ways, on offense and on defense, whether or not his shot is going in.
All right. At the end of the game, Tyler already kind of alluded to this. You made an appearance in the in-game interview for Cam Jones, and you had something to say about him being the best player in the country. So we want to give you the floor. If the committee was listening right now, why should he be the national player of the year?
I mean, you know, one, the season is not over. So he knows that, and, you know, we know that. So I think, you know, obviously we got to all continue to do what we've been doing. And he's got to continue to, you know, just be the leader he is. But as at this point in time, and what I think he's going to be, I mean, it goes beyond, like, all the stats, in my opinion. I think, you know, just how much he can just, you know, make everybody around him better. Go get a bucket if he needs to go get a bucket. Find his teammate or find one of us if he needs to find one of us. Rebounding, I think, I mean, he's been rebounding the ball very well, which, you know, as a guard is not always common. So I think he's just been having a incredibly uncommon year. And it's hard to shock people when you've had the 3 years Cam's had previously in college. Like, most of the time you see somebody play for 3 years, you kind of know, you know, the extent of their game. But I mean, he's came out this year and not shocked us, but, you know, to the outsiders, has shocked everybody in terms of, oh, he can play point guard too. Oh, he locks in on defense too. So I think just his eager drive to grow, get better, and then just, you know, be a all like I he's like just be a great teammate at the end of the day, I think is what, you know, separates him from everybody else in the country. I just don't think there's anything he can't do. So
Stevie, we were lucky enough to have you on in the offseason where you talked about how you guys do something unique where you all come together and you talk about what you need from each other going into the season, you and your teammates. Your offense continues to tick up. I'm not sure if you're aware, you're shooting 53% from three right now. What can you attribute the offense? I mean, this would be the best number in the country, I believe. What can you attribute your offense ticking up to? Because you've always been a menace on defense, but man, we're really seeing the evolution of Steven Mitchell's game when they really needed, you know, someone to step up into that offensive role.
You know, I wouldn't say, like, I don't know, I just go out there and play. It's never like I'm not going out there, you know, looking to get, you know, this many points or anything like that. I think, you know, the way we play, everybody gets an opportunity to, you know, drive, have the ball, shoot the ball. So, I mean, I just go out there and just, you know, focus on or try to focus on all the things that are going to, you know, go into us winning, which is the things that aren't going to show up on the stat sheet, but put you in the best position to have the best, you know, numbers show up on the stat sheet. So honestly, like, the most like selfless way about going about the game also reflects, you know, and satisfies selfish desires. So I think that's a unique thing that we kind of like appreciate, just focusing on, you know, the process really, versus like, for example, like on offense, like we talk about sprinting the floor every time is not going to give me any point, but, you know, sprinting the floor every time will put me in a position to, you know, maybe get an open shot or get an open layup in transition. So those are the just things like that. And then, you know, defense is still what I could score points, but if I feel like I didn't have a good game on defense, I won't really feel good about the game. So I still go in there, you know, with the defensive identity, mentality to, you know, make it hard on whoever I'm going against, knowing that going against good players are still probably going to score, but, you know, just being relentless and just keep going after it, regardless if they make a shot, miss a shot, I'm going to be right back there in the next possession.
Stevie, you're about the most humble guy that we've ever talked to. You pulled one from almost the logo yesterday, and then you had a dribble drive. I think they were kind of shading towards Cam, and you said, fine, I'll just take it myself with the right hand in the second half. I don't know if you know the specific play I'm talking about, but you had a few plays where it's like, this guy is a lot better offensively than he had shown when he wasn't needed in that role previously.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. One of the things, the last, you know, fluffy piece for you, Stevie, is they said yesterday on the broadcast, there's 50-50 balls. I swear you get to more 50-50 balls than 50% when the ball's on the ground. What's your attitude? And how do you, I mean, I know you said earlier that you keep your body in shape. You take some falls and you avoid getting hurt. What's your mindset every time you see a loose ball?
Gotta have it. Gotta have it. If you want to win, at the end of the day, I feel like, you know, most of it is a choice. It's either you choose to get on the ball or you don't. And the more you make the choices to do the things that go into winning, like diving on a loose ball, the better chance you give yourself to win. And I think, you know, winning, there's nothing like I haven't taken one win for granted this season, just because, you know, everything is just better after a win. Like the next day, the night after, just everything. Like you just do stuff and it's just like, Like we had, me and Cam had our podcast after Purdue. We had a podcast, our live episode the day after that. Had we not won that game, that whole experience would have been completely different just because we lost. But since we won, we got to experience it, you know, had a great time. And, you know, winning yesterday, we did some community service this morning, went shopping with some, you know, younger kids, took them on a shopping spree. And, you know, it would have been great to do that either way. But after a win, it just feels even better. So, you know, just winning is got to have it because you want to win.
So you beat a top 15 team in the country and then decided and then went shopping today with community service. Man, Wisconsin, Marquette, you should be looking to keep Stevie Mitchell on the Bucks or whatever. Keep him in Milwaukee forever.
Well, it was a team event. Like it was all of us and then some other student athletes.
And he's humble.
you guys are so awesome. This team has outperformed, you know, national analysts' expectation, you know, analytics, KenPom. You've outperformed all of them through this non-conference. You've had the best non-conference in the Big East. You've put up huge wins one after another. How?
I honestly think that answer is simple. I think, you know, no analytics can measure, you know, our bond with each other, our connection, our relationships. And I think that stuff goes a long way. How I feel about, you know, the four other guys I'm in the game with, how the bench feels about the five guys in the game. You're just going to give off a different energy to those people if you truly, you know, love and care about them. I think that's what we built here. Just a family, really. I mean, our coaches, every player from, you know, Cam Jones, who scores 32 points in a game, to, you know, a walk-on who doesn't get in the game, but, you know, probably led the team in EGBs. So it's just like, I think that the things that can't be measured are the things we put a lot of emphasis and value on. And I think that's kind of what makes us, you know, special. And what makes it a lot of fun to be a part of, because the ball's not going to go in every game. And if you're only, you know, valuing yourself based on how many times the ball goes in, how many points you score, it's going to be up and down. Year, but you know, I can go out there and you know, not score a point, but I know I'm gonna do all the controllable things with my spirit, my energy, my talk. That's gonna, you know, help us win the game. And as long as we win, we're all gonna be happy.
I got a if you have a minute, I know we're a little bit over time, but I got a couple mailbag questions from some fans that they wanted, you know, if you don't mind.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. The first one, how did it feel being the one to get Cam his last assist for that triple-double?
I felt great. I didn't even – so I knew he was on, like, watch, but I had – he was, like, on triple-double watch, like, early in the second half, so I assumed he had already got it. So I made the three, and I thought they were cheering, like, because I made the three. I'm like, that's a little loud. Then I realized that he got the triple-double. I'm like, oh, that's what they were cheering for. So – that once I realized that, I was extremely, extremely happy.
What is the easiest non-business elective you've taken? We got a Marquette student looking for an easy class.
I'll tell you what my like most unique, and I wouldn't say like easiest because it's definitely like outside my comfort, or not my comfort zone, but some people's comfort zone. But a class that was non-business elective that I enjoyed that was unique was acting for non-theater majors. That was a cool class.
What year did you do acting?
Was that sophomore year? Yeah. Second semester, I want to say.
So someday we'll find something you can't do, but today will not be that day.
Tyler is actually in my class for that.
Oh, my God. So when we saw you guys really good at flopping that year, did you get an A?
We did a good job in that class.
I'll do that.
And I got one more for you. What makes this team able to make a deep run in March?
Focusing on the present, focusing on today, focusing on, you know, what we can do to get better right now and not, you know, looking forward to March, but still at the same time know that's what we're working towards so we can take an approach every day to just continue to, you know, do what we value and that's grow. So I think that's the, you know, outside of our connection, just, you know, value and growth each and every day is how we're going to get our dreams and goals accomplished.
Stevie, you're the best. I mean, we can't thank you enough and everything appreciate you've done y'all. For us. We really appreciate your time. And, you know, if you are willing, we'd love to have you on again anytime you'd like. So thank you so much. And keep killing these non-conference opponents.
One more game. Got to make the most of it.
Yes, sir. Sir.
All right. Now you've heard from Stevie Mitchell breaking down this week. Marquette has done most of their heavy lifting in the non-conference. They do have one more big non-conference game against a Dayton team, which is surprisingly done very well this year. They have a win over UConn. Marquette right now is going into that. Not right now. They're going into that building. Right now, KenPom has it as a one-point game. So as much as they've solidified their resume coming into this game, picking up another win on Saturday would really kind of just show that Marquette is the class of the Big East right now.
Yeah, that Dayton game should be huge. But this Marquette team has given us no reason to believe that they won't be ready for that. Cam Jones, Stevie Mitchell, Chase Ross, Shaka Smart. I mean, these are guys who know what it means to play high-level games. And I think that especially Stevie Mitchell, Cam, and Cam Jones, and who are the rest of the Guardians, do you know off the top of your head?
Cam Jones, Stevie Mitchell, David Joplin, and Ben Gold, right?
No, not Ben Gold. It's one of the walk-ons is the fourth guardian, and we shouldn't call him a walk-on for how important he is to this Marquette program. Either way.
Comment it.
Hmm?
Comment it. If you're listening to this episode, comment it.
There you go. But either way, these guys, they know what it means to play these high-level games. They'll be ready, and I think that's something that has really paid off dividends for him. I do want to ask something from the listeners. We don't usually do this, but this was the second time Stevie Mitchell has taken time out of his day to come on a podcast. If you enjoyed this, if you'd like to hear more from Stevie, tag him, at him on Twitter, on Instagram. Let him know you appreciated that he took the time to do this. He doesn't have to do this. This isn't a media responsibility. This isn't something from the university. This is something he's doing out of the kindness of his heart. So if you enjoyed this, we would really appreciate if you would just let him know that, you know, this was something that you liked.
Absolutely. Stevie is one of the easier people to talk to that we've had. Well, we've, you know, been lucky enough to talk to a few players over the years. Just a great dude. So if you like rooting for him on the court, root for him off the court too, and, you know, plug him and maybe something NIL comes out of this or something like that. But, you know, he's just doing it to be a good guy.
Yeah, one of the best guys we've ever got to be around. We've done this for a few years and just a great human and a great basketball player. But, Tyler, week 5 of the Marquette Barroom Podcast, any last words?
Beat Dayton and leave no doubt.
Lost in a fight, win anyway, starting your role.
UGBs, baby.
And thanks for pulling up a stool.